Hey guys, horror fan here, and welcome back to my podcast on Anchor. So this week on my horror talk, this will be very, very crazy because I have never done this kind of horror talk. I'm going to do the horror talk of the murder of Tupac Shakur. Yes, don't worry guys, listen, I'm not doing this for entertainment. I'm doing this because, one, may he rest in peace. Number two, my heart goes out to his family. Number three, it's an unsolved case still. And number four, he will always be remembered. But it's actually an unsolved case still to this day. I'm pretty sure you guys know who Tupac Shakur is. But for those of you who don't, like don't know who he is, no offense, or just are, like, not into rapping or something like that, Tupac Shakur, an American rapper, or was, he was shot on September 7, 1996 in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was 25 years old. The shooting occurred at 11:15 p.m. or Pacific Daytime Zone when the car carrying Shakur was stopped at a red light at East Flamingo Road and Calvert Lane. Shakur was struck by 4.40 caliber rounds fired from a Glock, two in the chest, one in the arm, and one in the thigh. He died from his injuries, from his wounds, 6 days later. Yes, he was in a coma, unfortunately. Tupac Shakur, he was born as Lassane Parrish Crooks, born June 16, 1971. He died on September 13, 1996, also known as Tupac or Machiavelli. He is widely considered one of the most influential rappers of all time. Shakur is among the best-selling music artists, having sold more than 75 million records worldwide. Much of his music has been noted for addressing contemporary social issues that plague inner cities, and he was considered a symbol of activism against inequality. That's pretty cool. Wow. But yeah, the way that but he was so young. Listen, like, only 25 years old he was. That's insane. Give me one second. Give me a second. I'm so sorry. Try to do something on my Instagram. No offense. What the heck? Weird. Yeah, so his resting place is he's cremated. His ashes were given to his family, of course. Oh, hello. Sorry about that. Wait, was he, like, they're weird, okay. Oh, crap. Oh, shit. Murder. I'm just literally just freaking, goddamn it, I'm an idiot. Sorry about that. Come on, be shit. Thank you. Okay, good, never mind. So, yeah, so it was in Las Vegas, Nevada. September 7, 1996, 26 years ago, target Tupac, attack type, murder by drive-by shooting, assassination, a weapon, .40 caliber Glock 22 pistol, that's only one, Shakur, death occurred 6 days after shooting, injured was only one, Sugnight, I forgot the name of it. I mean, I know how to pronounce his name, he's still alive, he is 57 years old, but he's actually a former American music executive and the co-founder and former CEO of Death Row Records, who was a central figure in gangsta rap's commercial success. So, he has 5 children. He was convicted of voluntary manslaughter. He was charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, and hit and run. He was penalty 28 years in prison, which is like, holy crap. Okay. Oh, sorry. I know, right? Sorry about that. Like, basically, Shug Knight. Okay. Because sometimes names have, like, a weird accent, honestly, no offense, but it does. Yeah, but so Shug Knight, perpetrators were unconfirmed. So, the accused. So, Orlando Anderson, he was suspected shooter, but he was murdered before being charged. And then Dwayne Keith D. Davis confessed to being an accomplice. Orlando Anderson, he was 23 years old, actually. People also called him as Baby Lane. Orlando, he was killed in a gang-related shootout, unfortunately. Gang member he was in Southside Compton Crips. He was born in Compton, California, which is it does make sense because, like, you know, African Americans there are born in Compton. Detective Tim Brennan of the Compton Police Department filed an affidavit naming Anderson as a suspect. Oh, Tim Brennan. He died last year. Shit. He died November 16. Oh, damn. I did not see that coming. But his cause of death was not released to the public, unfortunately. Oh, man, that's crazy. He was also involved in the 1992 Los Angeles riots. Oh, shit, that's not good. Because of the Rodney King, of course. Oh, shit. That was his first task force? Wow, that's crazy. Yowzas. Well, may he rest in peace, I guess. I'm not sure, honestly. But Dwayne Keith Davis, he's still alive. He is 59 years old. Orlando was his nephew. What the frick? Oh, I did not know that. People also called him as Keith D, known for a kingpin member of Southside Crips. So, yeah. Davis built a friendly relationship with Sean Diddy Combs, or Puff Daddy, or P Diddy, or Diddy, or Puffy, in which Davis claimed Diddy placed $1 million hit on Tupac and Suge Knight in Las Vegas shooting. Ooh, that's seriously crazy. But you know what? Let's get on to the horror talk and follow me on Anchor and Spotify. So before, you know, the murder, let's go back to the prior events. So Tupac attended the Bruce Seldon versus Mike Tyson boxing match with Marion or Suge Knight, the head of Death Row Records. Yeah, Death Row Records. It was founded in 1991 by the Doc, Dr. Dre, Suge Knight, and Dick Griffey. But it filed, unfortunately, the label became a sensation by releasing multi-platinum hip-hop albums by West Coast-based artists such as Dr. Dre, The Chronic, Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style, wait, what the fuck? No offense. The Dog Father, The Dog Pound, Dog Food, and Tupac, All Eyes on Me, The Don, Killuminati, 7 Day Theory, okay. Not the Illuminati, of course. During the 1990s, at its peak, Death Row was making over $100 million a year. But then it just began to decline because of the death of Tupac and Prisma Suge Knight and the departures of Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. It was embroiled in controversies, lawsuits, and violence by its artists and associates. And then Death Row Records filed for bankruptcy in 2006 and was auctioned to Wide Awake Entertainment for $18 million on January 15, 2009. Then the owner of Wide Awake bankrupted in 2012 and the label was then sold to Entertainment One. They became a division of Hasbro until April last year when E1 Music was sold to the Blackstone Group. Snoop Dogg bought Death Row from MNRK Music Group in February this year, attending to revive the label. Wow, I did not see that. But really, Hasbro? I mean, Hasbro is known for making toys and shit. So, like, what? At the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada, after leaving the match, one of Knight's associates, Travin Trey Lane, a member of the MLB Perez is Perez are an African American street gang alliance founded in 1969 and based in Southern California. Activities is literally drug trafficking, robbery, extortion, and murder. Alias Bloods Rivals is literally the Crips. Got it. It's still active? Damn, no wonder. No fine, sorry about that. A member of the MLB Perez gang based in Compton, California spotted Orlando or Baby Lane Anderson from the rival Southside Crips gang in the MGM Grand lobby. Earlier that year, in May 1996, Anderson and a group... Come on, again? Hold on. Sorry about that. Back to the murder of Tupac Shakur horror talk. I'm so sorry about that. Jeez Louise. So earlier that year, in May 1996, Anderson and a group of Southside Crips attempted to rob Lane in a Foot Locker store. Lane told Shakur, who in turn attacked Anderson in the lobby. Shakur, Sh- uh, Shakar asks Anderson if he was from the South, Southside Crips, and punch him in the face, knocking him to the ground. Shakar and Knight's entourage assisted in assaulting Anderson. The fight, which was captured on the MGM Grand's video surveillance, was broken up by the hotel security. The video is still there on YouTube. It was like, what the hell? Which is like crazy. After the brawl, Shakar returned to his hotel, the Luxor Las Vegas. He disclosed to girlfriend Kedetta Jones his involvement in the Anderson fight, previously having promised to return to her after entering the MGM Grand and having her stay in the vehicle. Shakar left with Knife in a BMW sedan after changing clothes and went to Club 662, which was owned by Knight, to perform at a charity concert. Kedetta Jones, she's still alive. She is 48 years old. She is the daughter of record producer Quincy Jones and actress Peggy Lipton. But her mom died 3 years ago. May she rest in peace. Kedetta, she's 48 years old. She was dating LL Cool J. Oh, okay, that's nice. But she was never married. She did marry to Jeffrey Nash, but she got divorced with him in 2006, of course. So 3 years after marriage. So. Gas us. Her sister is Rashida Jones. I did not know that, huh? Okay, now shooting and aftermath. So between 11 o'clock and 11:05 p.m. Pacific daytime zone, Shakar and Knight were halted on Las Vegas Boulevard by officers from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department's bike patrol for playing the car stereo too loudly and not having license plates. But the plates were found in the trunk of Knight's car. Why did he put there? I'm not sure, but who knows? Oh, the fight video. I forgot about that. What the frick? Okay, weird. Yes, 5 minutes and 30. It's a full video, so it's okay. It's silent. Well, yeah, this happened in May, actually. This happened in May. This happened in May. And 4 months before Tupac was murdered. I don't fucking know. Or maybe it was like maybe a month or like the events. So everyone just walking, of course, which is like not surprising at all. Camera was like, yeah, I mean it just has static, not audio, because I don't think the audio was like working, or maybe just didn't have voice. And then the fight escalated between Shakar and Anderson, and then Shook Knight and the entourage will come and get and assist Tupac on the fight with Anderson. Like, what? Holy crap, that was a lot of people coming in. And then people were like just racing. The security didn't even know because they were just minding their own business, honestly. And then now they were alerted, probably. Two of them, not like three of them. Okay, now it's happening. I think it's the entourage or like Shoot Night or something like that. I mean, it's really crazy because, like, they were, like, because, like, Anderson, I think Anderson and Tupac really hate each other, and, like, all this commotion came. It was, like, super, super crazy, like, really crazy. Like, holy crap. Shit. All right, that's crazy. Pawn Stars, the BMW that Tupac was shot off, was shot in. Whoa, really? Damn, the BMW? Wait, hold up, wait. Is that the real one or a fake one? Or people like auctioned it off or something? No offense, but like, I mean, I'm not sure exactly, but shit, okay. All right, back to the information of Tupac Shakur. Come on already, thank God. The party was released a few minutes later, well, without being cited, at 11:10 p.m. at Pacific Daytime Zone, Pacific Daytime Time Zone. Well, they were stopped at a red light at the intersection of East Flamingo Road and Covell Lane in front of the Maxim Hotel. A vehicle occupied by two women pulled up on their left side. Shakur, who was talking through the window of his brand new 1996 BMW 750 ILE38 sedan, exchanged words with the two women who and invited them to go to Club 662. Then at 11:15 p.m. Pacific Daytime Zone, a white four-door late model Cadillac pulled up to Knight's right side. The shooter, seated at the back of the Cadillac, rolled down the window and repeatedly fired gunshots from a .40 SNW Glock 22 at Shakur's BMW. Shakur was hit four times, twice in the chest, once in the arm, once in the thigh. One of the bullets went into Shakur's right lung. Knight was hit in the head by fragmentation. Bodyguard Frank Alexander stated that when he was about to ride along with Shakur in Knight's car, Shakur asked him to drive Jones's car instead in case they needed additional vehicles from Club 662 back to their hotel. Alexander reported in his documentary Before I Wake that shortly after the assault, one of the convoy's cars followed the assailant, but he never heard from the occupants. Yaki Gaddafi was riding in the car behind Shakur with bodyguards at the time of the shooting, and along with members of the Death Row entourage, refused to cooperate with police. Despite Knight's injuries and his vehicle having a flat tire, he was able to drive Shakur and himself a mile from the site to Las Vegas Boulevard and Harmon Avenue. They were again pulled over by the bike patrol, who alerted paramedics through radio. After arriving on the scene, police and paramedics took Knight and Shakur to the University Medical Center of Southern Nevada. They were pulled over just a short distance from the MGM Grand, where their evening had begun. Oh crap, that's not good. Were like any like news of? No, I mean no offense. I don't mean disrespect because he was a legend, of course, back in the 90s, of course. Don't worry about that, I promise. There is like a rare news footage and clips from Tupac's Vegas shooting. Oh. This has 942,125 views, 10,000 likes. What the heck? Damn. Thank you.
They're moving some suspects. We don't know what's going on. Hopefully, Tupac Shakur is not there.
Where is Tupac?
We don't know. That's supposed to be the black.
At this time, the wounds are life-threatening, but serious, not in critical condition at this time. And the person, as you are already aware, who was the passenger in this vehicle, is a known rap performer by the name of Tupac Shakur.
Meet your car, dum-dum-dum.
Who will weep for Tupac?
Later, when she rebellion, although different in...
Is anybody like to join the credit, the convention here in New York?
This is a wake-up call. This is our opportunity to kind of check ourselves as a community and understand that violence and a lifestyle that isn't as responsible as it could be could lead to this kind of thing.
About to get wrecked. All respect to those who wish they need to keep their hopes in check, 'cause don't make sweat up from a major league.
Been a witness to homicides and drive-bys.
He was just telling them like it is, and he, you know. And unfortunately, in the hood, that's the way a lot of young lives end, and his ended that same way.
It makes it very hard to counteract the kind of message that's being sent to young children like this and younger who can, you know, quote those lyrics from start to finish, but may not know their ABCs.
Tupac Shakur was riding in this black BMW when the gunfire erupted. The car, part of a convoy headed for a nightclub, had stopped in front of the Maxim Hotel. Police say a white Cadillac pulled up next to it, and the four men inside started shooting.
We ran up the street as cops were running past us, and by the time we got here, they were already taking, which now I found out was Tupac, into the helicopter. Away, he had been shot.
Shakur, seen here a few weeks ago at a voter awareness campaign, was shot several times in the chest. The driver, his record producer, was grazed in the head. Detectives are not sure what prompted this attack. They're looking into reports Shakur may have been involved in a fight with someone at the MGM Hotel just before Saturday night's fight. The 25-year-old rapper has long been criticized for promoting violence through his music known as gangster rap. Take a listen.
Cops on my tail, so I bail till I dodge them. They finally pulled me over and I left. Remember Rodney King and I blast on this punk ass.
Shakur is no stranger to violence. In November 1994, he was shot during a robbery at a Manhattan recording studio. $40,000 worth of jewelry was taken from him. He also has a rap sheet as long as some of his songs. In June, he faced a 120-day sentence for probation violations in New York and Los Angeles. He was allowed to remain free on bail. The violations included assault and battery, carrying a loaded gun, and a sex abuse conviction in which he spent 8 months in prison. This was his reaction after his latest conviction.
Nothing the court can do can punish me more than I've been punished already.
In what way?
By being shot 5 times, twice in there. I mean, nothing the judge can tell me can make me not want to carry a gun more than getting shot.
We love anybody that saw the vehicle to be able to shoot. Then
have you received any just anonymous phone calls at all, any tips at all that we provide?
No.
Let us make it clear that, you know, I still heard is we're stopped by our bike officers and our patrol officers who have been alerted because the officers who went to Maxim got on the radio. Gave a description of this convoy of cars that was traveling at a high rate of speed after having heard shots fired down There were no estimates given of speed.
Probably wasn't too fast because they had two flat tires on the BMW.
And it was heavy traffic still from the fight. But they considered a high rate of speed because everybody else was probably going very slow. It's almost gridlock.
So then the number of rounds must have been.
Concept completion is 54 by night. They brought it under control. I don't have any other pictures on it.
To your knowledge, it wasn't a problem with the parties that
were talking
about. First, I'll just give you what we know actually gathering.
It amazes me that when we have professional bodyguards as part of this entourage, that they can't even give us an accurate description of the vehicle.
Is there any concern?
This is a man in mourning. His pain is visible as if it were written on his face. The memory of his son's turbulent life and violent death can't be erased from his mind, but perhaps it's eased by the knowledge that Tupac Shakur's death is serving a larger purpose, one so big that hundreds turned out Sunday to remember him and to use his death as a turning point.
It shouldn't take a death of another young brother for us to come together. We need to learn love with ourselves. We need to learn to respect ourselves. We need to learn to respect our women. And until we do that, we're never going to learn to rise above anything that we're doing within ourselves.
The hip-hop Day of Atonement drew friends, fans, and family to 127th Street in Harlem. Sponsored by the Nation of Islam, it was billed as a chance for African Americans to call for peace now and in the future.
Hopefully this will be a wake-up call to motivate some of the youngsters, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about. To do something more than a positive light.
Security was tight as members of the all-black audience were escorted inside. The summit was off limits to the media, although some reporters of African descent were allowed in the auditorium as guests.
Many of the people gathered out here spent most of Sunday in the rain waiting to get inside. But turnout for the summit was so great that in the end, most could only hear it broadcast over a loudspeaker. Still, the crowd remained upbeat, intent on ending the day on a positive note.
Whether I go inside to actually hear the words that are being spoken, or if I'm out here feeling the energy from people around here and other people to stand on the line that want to see more positive things happen in our community, then my mission has been accomplished.
Addressing the crowd, Minister Conrad Muhammad called for an end to the violence.
We will commit ourselves from this day forward to stop the negative, work hard to use Brother Tupac's life, not in vain, but to be a turning point for the hip-hop nation.
Some rappers agree, saying the only way to make things better is to get hip-hop back to its original state before the advent of lyrics that glorify death and violence.
It's a black old art form, but it was made for the whole world to listen to. And if we as the creators do not take responsibility for what this is, it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone.
That was like before his death and during like the shooting and then after his death, unfortunately. I totally forgot where the hell I was. Oh yeah, Yaki. Okay, I'm like, wait, what the frick? Okay, so Gobi Rami, a Death Row music video director who visited Shakur at the hospital, later reported that he received news from a Death Row marketing employee that the shooters had called the record label and threatened Shakur. Gobi told Las Vegas police, but said they claimed to be understaffed. What the hell? No attackers came to the hospital. Shakur said he was dying while being carried into the emergency room. At the hospital, Shakur was heavily sedated, was placed on life support machines, and was ultimately put under a medically induced coma after repeatedly trying to get out of bed. He was visited by Jones and regained consciousness when she played Don McLean's visit on the CD player next to his bed. According to Jones, Shakur moaned and his eyes were filled with, quote, mucus and swollen, end quote. Jones told Shakur that she loved him. Aww. Denai was released from the hospital the day following the shooting on September 8th, but did not speak until September 11th, 3 days later. Wow, really? Probably, maybe, like, I'm not sure. He told officers he, quote, heard something but saw nothing, end quote. The night of the shooting, a spokesman for the officer said Knight's statement did nothing to help the investigation. Okay, jackass. Officers at the time of Shakur's hospitalization reported having no leads. Sergeant Kevin Manning said during the week that officers did not receive, quote, a whole lot of cooperation, end quote, from Shakur's entourage. Rami and members of Shakar's group Outlaws guarded Shakar while he stayed in the hospital due to their fear that whoever shot Shakar, quote, was gonna come finish him off, end quote. Rami mentioned the possibility that Outlaws brought weapons with them while in the critical care unit on the afternoon on Friday, September 13, 1996. Shakar died of respiratory failure that led to cardiac arrest after the removal of his right lung. Doctors attempted to revive him but could not stop the hemorrhaging. His mother, Athani, made a decision to cease medical treatment. He was pronounced dead at 4:03 p.m. Pacific Daytime. Wow. Then in 2014, a police officer who claimed he witnessed Shakar's last moments said Shakar refused to say who shot him. When the officer asked Shakar if he saw the person or people who shot him, Shakar responded by saying, quote, fuck you, end quote, to the officer as his last words. Paramedics and other officers present at the scene did not report hearing Shakar say those words, nor did Knight or Alexander, who were also present. Probably because Knight was unconscious. But I don't understand, like a police officer, because like I think he was retired, and how he, like, that was really crazy. Like, so really, like, wait, what the hell? But yeah. Now the death news.
Near fatal shooting, but he couldn't survive a second. Rap star Tupac Shakur died last night after a brief life in a rough business. He was 25. Here's NBC's Stan Bernard.
You know they got me trapped in this prison of seclusion.
Tupac Shakur rode to fame and riches on his often violent vision of life in the inner city. That vision turned out to be prophetic. His own death from multiple gunshot wounds. And his devoted fans who believed his rap litany mirrored their lives are mourning.
I like rappers who are going to say what they have to say. You know, I really like that. He didn't hold nothing back, he didn't bite his tongue. But like I said, Tupac took things a little bit too far. And that could be the reason why he is where he is right now.
For many, Shakur's reputation as a gifted rap artist was more important than his history, his rap sheet. When he was shot in this car in Las Vegas, he was out on bail while appealing a 4.5-year sentence for sexual assault. And he had been shot before when someone, he said, tried to rob him.
Oh, wow.
But Shakur, who was also an actor, said in a recent interview, the harsh realities of his life made him different from other performers.
No one alive, I think, with sanity has as much life experience to draw from. And I think that's the only thing that breaks me apart from the pack.
And his early death underlines another terrible reality, the early mortality of black men.
A lot of us are still trying to figure out who we are, and when you have to try to figure out who you are inside of a public limelight the way he did, it's very, very difficult.
It seems the rain will never let up. I'm trying to keep my head up. And still keep
from getting wetter. Tupac Shakur, perhaps personified by the words thug life tattooed on his stomach, said his success was due to his life and his career being so closely intertwined. Stan Bernard, NBC News, New York.
Oh, wow. Let me do part two. I'll be right back.